everyone. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but You Didn't Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays 12:30 on WJCL, the ABC affiliate here in Savannah, Hilton Head. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Back in the saddle after a week away. Where was I?
You've been gone too long.
Yes, I was in. Travel day back from Miami last Monday. I take that back. Tuesday was travel day last week. Monday was my book signing in Coral Gables, which was a lot of fun. Savannah Food Crawls. You can find it at eatinlikeit.com and Amazon. As well as Charleston Food Crawls. But yeah, we had the book signing at my childhood bookstore, if you will. And it was funny because we had a few people show up. And then friends, I call them framily, but from practically every stage of my life.
That's awesome.
It was pretty wild. It was... my best friend from college, my high school girlfriend, one of my buddies from high school, my wife, one of my childhood friends, friend of the family, grew up next door to my cousin. I've known her since I was 4 years old. I mean, everybody. It was good. So,
wow, like homecoming.
It was. It really, really was. And I spent an entire week in Miami in South Florida. And it was a good time. It was a good time. And it made me... I won't go so far as to say miss Miami and homesick and all of that foolishness, but I think I told you this a couple of weeks ago when I told you I was going to sign up for the mentor program at my high school.
Yes, you did.
My wife put it best when I explained to her that I have this draw to Miami lately, the last couple of years. She said, "It sounds like you're ready to make new memories here." And I said, that's a good way to put it. Cause everything, when you go back home, you're from Hilton Head, so it's a little different, but when you go back home once every 18 months, 24 months, everything is, there's always something there to remind me, oh, that's where we used to play football, or, oh, that's where I eat this, or, oh, that's where I that. And, but I don't want that anymore. I want to enjoy Miami differently. And I did. So,
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. And then I got back.
All the good feels.
And so I'm sure you've been to this event as we dig into our lovely island, your lovely island. I'm sure you've been to the Concours d'Elegance, the car show, the weekend car show.
Yes. And
I'd never been until this year.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you did go. Good for you.
Yeah, I was there Friday night. They had the flights and fancy event at the airport. And have you ever attended that?
Yes.
With the airplanes and the cars and
It's so cool. It is so cool. Our little island puts this on, and we've been doing it for 20 plus years.
I knew that the event had been going on forever, but I had no idea that the Friday night event was so unique. And that's the word I kept going back to talking to people there, like, man, this is different. This is fun. This is, I climbed into Elvis's private jet and there was a Gulfstream there, and they were racing passengers up and down the tarmac, I think, in a Porsche. And it was, but then more importantly, as it applies to me, us, what we do here is, there were great chefs all over the area.
Yeah,
serving great food. Yeah. Robert Owens came down from Grand Champion Barbecue up in Atlanta, and the guys from Char Bar were there, and I saw so many. It was a real treat. And then Saturday morning, I spent the night on the island. Friday, Saturday morning, I literally did a walkthrough and saw all the pretty cars. I'm not a car guy. Saw the pretty cars, saw the collectors, saw the sign for the Rolls-Royce National Meeting, the Rolls-Royce Club National Meeting. And took a lap, and I left. And I was home by 11:45 Saturday morning.
That's awesome. Gone. Well, I wasn't able to attend this year, and I had several friends reach out saying they had passes and please come with us. But it was just, it was a real estate weekend. You know, I just had to hunker down and unfortunately work.
Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it'd be like that. But yeah, what I have to say about the concourse is that it's really turned into a three-dimensional, four-dimensional, five-dimensional event. You know, it's not just about cars. Like you say, there are chefs and there's music and there's, you know, just all these other things that get pulled into it that really make it a five-star event. And it's a real class act. Super proud of Hilton Head for that.
Yeah, it really is. And I keep going back to the word I've used probably six or seven times to describe it over the weekend. It's unique. It's different. I mean, I've been to, as you know, 50,000 different festivals involving food, but this was cool. This was, you know, most of them, they just line up. Like, I'm going down to Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife Thursday down in St. Augustine. I leave Thursday morning, and I've been attending that one for many years, and it's a lot of fun, and da-da-da-da. But, you know, the location is a big part of that. This was very different. I really, really enjoyed it. So if anybody wants to join us for Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife, there are tickets still available. Whiskey, you can save $10 with a promo code EATIT10, I believe it is. EATIT10. You can save some money. Cool. If you want to be spontaneous and come down to Volano Beach, it's really cool, not to get too deep into it, but the venues where they hold Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife is literally about two blocks from the ocean, and then on the other side about two blocks from the Intercoastal Waterway. It's very cool. So anyway,
nice.
So you spend the weekend working, but you tell me you've been eating and liking all over the darn place. Yeah,
well, yeah, you know, it's been 2 weeks because you were out of town, so we missed our chat last week. And last week I was going to tell you that so I've had a lot of clients, and that always to me presents more opportunity to eat out, you know, because if there are clients in town, you want to sit and chat and eat. But a couple of weeks ago, I was out thrifting with my friend Beth, and we ended up at the Church Mouse over there on Wild Horse. And as I pulled up, you know, Mr. Tim Singleton was standing out there on his porch getting ready for the evening. And so I stopped to say hello, and I was like, man, it smells really good. What are you cooking? And he said, that's the oxtail stew. And I said, you know, as Southern as I am, I have never had oxtail stew. I know, right? So we thrifted a bit. I went home, got changed, came back out, went to Ruby Lee's, sat at the bar, and ordered the oxtail stew. And it was so good. I've been missing out.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. It needs to be, for me though, it needs to be a little bit colder to dig into some oxtail stew.
Well, that is true. That is true. It is definitely comfort food at its finest. Yeah. And of course, if nobody knows, oxtail is the cow's tail bones.
Right.
And you cook that down. And I even asked him, I said, what's the secret here? Low and slow, you know, just like any other meat that you want to tenderize. And he said, no, actually, you have to cook it high for a bit.
Interesting.
Like 2 hours, and then go slower. But yeah, so, and then it's served over rice and his collards. And, you know, they have better collards than I can make. That's hard for me to admit. His collards are so good.
The comparison I make to people with oxtail is it's kind of like beef stew with bones, though.
It's true.
It's exactly delicious. Right. And you know, you and I have talked about it here. It's been a minute, but the food at Ruby Lee's doesn't get the love that it sometimes deserves. You're a big fan of that burger. I've never had it, but you think that's great too, huh?
I do. And you know, what's funny is because I told my friend Beth that I had, because of seeing Tim that day, and I went to have the oxtail stew and how great it was. We had the Kaiser Jiton team that Beth and I are on. We had clients that we wanted to sort of get to know a little better. And so the team took a couple out and Beth said to me, what if we do Ruby Lee's? And I said, yeah, I'll go there again. I could easily go there every week. And so we did. And we got the big table in the back. And everyone was like, okay, Maggie, what should we order? And I said, well, the burger is the best on the island. And the fried chicken is better than Publix. Okay, everybody loves Publix fried chicken. It is divine and delicious. But I think Ruby Lee's does a better job. And it's shout out to Uncle Bobby in the kitchen. He's the one that makes the magic happen. And, of course, fried okra. You have to have the fried okra app. It's just a big basket of fried okra. And they do it the right way. It's not like this, you know, kind of really breaded, you know, thing. It's he does it lightly and it's fried to perfection and it comes out with a little ranch dressing on the side, which I'm a purist. I don't really eat ranch dressing with my fried okra, but the table loved it and everybody loved what they had.
That's awesome. Very glad to hear that.
And we had a great time, and he's got a band that's been playing now there for I don't know. This was the first time I had seen them, but they've been around for I don't know, probably a couple years at least. But they're a band out of Augusta, and they were singing some cool stuff, and we were singing and dancing in our seats, and it's just a good time. You know,
it
you
is.
Get good food, you get entertained. The atmosphere is just groovy.
Yeah, the last time I was there, that band was there. They're great. They're really, really good.
I mean, that lady can sing.
Yep. Yep, and they bring people up to sing and dance with them, and it's a good time.
Yeah, well, she came over and serenaded Beth's husband, Corn.
Nice.
He was sitting there, and she he was just sitting in the perfect spot for her she just came and picked on him, and we just all hooted and hollered, and it was just a really good time.
You hooted,
and then I got up and danced. We hooted and hollered.
You hooted and hollered. That's impressive.
Yes,
that's impressive. So where you've been making the rounds with? So Ruby Lee's twice in a week.
Ruby Lee's twice. I know. And that was all right. I would do that again.
Yeah.
So last week also, I met with a client for sort of brunch at the French Bakery. And, you know, I don't go to the French Bakery as much as I should. But she wanted to go, and I said, okay, that's cool. Let's go there. And they're consistent. It doesn't matter what you order there. They do a really good job. I had an omelet with spinach and mushrooms and bacon and covered in, of course, cheese sauce, because it wouldn't be French if it wasn't covered in cheese sauce. But it was very good. The service was fabulous. And then she had a croque madame that looked divine. And I think they make all their bread homemade, I think.
I'm a sucker for a great croque. If they weren't so just rich and, you know, bad for you, if you're watching your girlish figure, I could eat one 4 times a week. I mean, I just love them.
Yes.
I love French Bakery. I will be honest, it's different. I think it's fair to say it's different, but I am partial to Hilton Head Social. And Philippe and Marissa, what they do there, but it, like I said, it's different. This is more full menu than what they do over at Hilton Head Social.
It's a little bit apples and oranges there.
Yeah,
they do things a little bit differently, and I'll agree with you on Hilton Head Social.
Yeah,
their croissants are out of this world.
Yes,
out of this world.
It's artistic, as the kids say, artistic AF.
There you go, Daddy.
And if you don't know what that means, look it up, and I apologize in advance. So French Bakery was wonderful. Ruby Lee's
French
twice.
Bakery. Ruby Lee's twice. I went to Frankie Bones twice.
Twice?
I know, twice. Twice. One night had to have my coffee rubbed. Ribeye, and we've talked about that about 143 times on this podcast, so I'll skip it and just remind everybody how good it is and you need to go have one. But on another occasion, I had lunch with my friend, shout out to Jeffrey Reeves.
What's up, Jeffrey?
CFO Jeffrey, CFO of the Art Center of Coastal Carolina. And he recently had offered me a bunch of advice. And we spoke for like 2 hours on the phone about nonprofit theater organizations, of course, which I'm involved on the board with the new community theater Sea Glass Stage Company. And so we've decided we really needed to get together and catch up with each other. So we had lunch at Frankie Bones, and I've always loved their salad, which I got their Southwest salad this time. Usually it's the Cobb. I got their Southwest salad. It has avocado in it. Just a really good, healthy feeling. It fills you up. And they don't use just one lettuce. They use like a really nice blend of spring, you know, a spring mix. But Jeffrey ordered, and I would never do this at lunch, but hey, I was with Jeffrey and he wanted it. We got the fried green tomato appetizer that they usually only serve on the dinner menu. But the waitress said that she would talk to the chef, and he obliged. And that's one of the best fried green tomatoes I've ever had. It was, you know, sometimes you get a fried green tomato that's just really breaded and kind of, you know, just kind of too much, too heavy. Whatever they do with how they bread it, and I'm not sure, it's really light and flaky, and you can taste the tomato more than you can the breading. And they serve that with it was mozzarella, like little mozzarella balls and some balsamic glaze. And so, of course, I had to take a nap after all that, but it was delicious, and it was good to be at Frankie Bones at lunchtime instead of dinner time, which is normally my norm. And we had a good time.
Living dangerously with that lunchtime fried green tomato, huh?
I know, right?
You're just a rebel. By the way, a quick shout out to Nikki at Wise Guys. I was there for just a quick glass of wine. What are you like shuffling papers?
Sorry. No. I am prepping. I'm prepping a head of cauliflower to cook.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like you were scratching. You were trying to escape from prison. Nikki, a Wise Guys, very, very astute server. She was very sweet to chat with. I'm sitting there by myself, and she comes up and she says, "Are you?" And she kind of paused. She goes, "You're the eat it and like it guy, right?" Yeah. Hey, how are you? And so we were talking about the festival and all that stuff. And I had an appetizer, why do I want to say prime rib? The short rib sliders.
Ah,
delicious.
They're short rib, and they do short rib stuffed mushrooms with gorgonzola and. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've never had that. But it was good. Oh. So anyway, she was great. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Nikki. They do such a nice job there, the service at Wise Guy. So okay. Frankie Bones twice. You had the coffee, you had your coffee rubbed. I laugh. I gotta slide this in there. A couple of minutes ago, you paused. You said you gotta have the coffee. I had to have my coffee rubbed, and you paused. And I'm like, you had your coffee rubbed? What? Oh, the ribeye. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be hard to rub coffee, wouldn't it?
Yes, but punctuation is everything. Where else? You've been everywhere.
Okay, I know I've been everywhere, and I have gained 5 pounds. No joke. I've got to lay off all this eating or either step up my exercise game. So I did cheat on Cactus Street Cantina.
Oh.
You know, they've become my go-to for Mexican.
Gosh.
But I, you know, we've talked about this a million times. The food truck scene on the island has gotten so, you know, exponentially exploded overnight, it seems. And I just have never tried it, and I wanted to, and I was coming home from the beach. I'd gone to the beach, I watched the sunset, I was on my way home, I'm coming down Marshland Road, and I was like, oh, that food truck is right up here on the left. And just without even thinking, I just swung in, and there are several several little trucks there, and I didn't know which one, so I went with the one where everybody seemed to be in line for. I thought, well, this must be the popular one, and I think, in my memory, I think it was Las Brisas, and I ordered a chicken chimichanga.
Oof.
Sin arroz, no rice, please. Thank Oof. You. And I took it home. And when I opened the box, I was surprised at how beautifully it was presented. I'm thinking a food truck is just going to, and plus you've carried it home in a container and it's right. jostled around in the car, but it was just really, really pretty. And then when I cut into it, I can't describe this to you, but burritos and chimichangas don't normally look organized on the inside, right?
Right.
They put some stuff, they roll it up, and it gets all zhuzhed together.
Right.
Like, I cut this chimichanga in half, and it was like the chicken and the beans and the everything in there was like all layered and organized looking. And I was like, wow, how did they do that? But all in all, I give that one a big thumbs up. Yummy cheese sauce, lettuce on top. What's that cheese? It's kind of crumbly.
Cotija. Cotija.
That's it. And a little pico de gallo.
C-O.
Very good. So
C-O-T-I-J-A.
There.
Cotija.
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 That's what it was.
Yeah.
Great. I'm not a food truck virgin anymore. I don't have a food truck virgin anymore. I've ventured out. And I'm gonna go back.
Was that your first time having food truck food on the island?
On the island, yeah, it was.
That's surprising. The food truck scene on your island and in Bluffton, it's fairly juicy. I would dare to say it's better than the one we have here in Savannah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Quick shout out to the Tin and Tallow burger truck.
Yes.
Slap truck. Matt does great work with the slap truck food truck that's relatively new. It's less than a year for him. Find him if you haven't already. And there are a bunch of others. It's a good food truck scene. Anyone else on your list?
Well, I did run the rounds of some of the usuals. I hit Fiesta Fresh even one day this past week as well.
So we are just sitting here doing the math real quick. You had two Ruby Lees, two Frankie Bones, the food truck. French bakery, that's six in 14 days. That average, and you telling me that there were others, no wonder you gained 5 pounds. You're averaging probably one a day almost. In 14 days, you probably did not eat at a restaurant, what, three times?
It's the truth. And I'm telling you, I cook a lot, but yeah. I haven't done hardly any cooking.
Yeah.
I've just really been, there's just a lot going on with real estate and, meeting up with people and whatnot. So it's a good excuse. So back to the gym we go.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. And when I got back from Miami, cause I was in Miami there, sure, I ate healthy, but I also pigged out on some Cuban food. I ended up in Key West one day.
Man, I bet that's some really good Cuban food.
You know what? There's a place, I forget the name of it. You can find, I mentioned it on my Instagram at Eat It and Like It. Have you been to Key West?
No, it's on my list.
Right. Mallory Square is the Times Square, if you will, of Key West. It's where everyone goes to watch the sunset, and it's kind of where the performers are. It's the Times Square of Key West, and there's a Cuban restaurant, old-timey, decorated impeccably. It was just really, really cool right there at Mallory Square. So you think, okay, this is going to be touristy, but as we were rolling in, I looked at some reviews, and I thought, okay, well, this is going to be touristy, but I looked at the reviews and everybody said the food is good. So, okay, here I am with me, two Cubans from Miami, and my wife and sister-in-law. And so I'm like, all right, well, let's just try this. So we go in there, and let me tell you, Maggie, all of us were like, now it was pricey. It was more expensive than, you know, you typically pay for Cuban food or what they served you. Like a Cuban sandwich was close to $20, which I don't need to tell you is high.
That doesn't bother me.
Right.
I know they're, as long as they're justified.
Correct.
As long as they're justified.
The average Cuban these days is going to run you 12 to 14, depending. And these were like 18, 19, 20 bucks for sandwiches. So it was high. But all of us, when we got up to leave, I looked around and I said to my cousin Nancy, I said, you know, this food doesn't have to be this good. She goes, no, it was delicious. I said, it's expensive. She goes, yeah, like a beer is 10 bucks. A bottle of beer, a bottle of, you know, import beer was 10 bucks. So it was pricey because of the location where you were.
That's right.
But my point was, it didn't have to be that good because of the tourist turn and burn aspect, but they crushed it. The quality of the food was just outstanding. And I kept talking about it, man, this food doesn't have to be this good. They could get away with not it being not as good. It was fabulous. I forget the name. And now, as I sit here talking to you, I'm gonna look, because I've said so much about it, it would be irresponsible to not mention it. It is Maison, M-E-S-O-N de Pepe. Maison de Pepe. For anyone going to Key West and wants Cuban food, that was fabulous.
Awesome. You know, I think in a lot of cases, restaurants like that that really want to offer up, you know, that they're in a high traffic area, that high rent area, they've got to, you know, they have to charge more for their food, but they can't go overboard.
Right.
But they can increase the prices of their drink, because their alcoholic beverages, because there's a whole lot less overhead in putting that drink on the table than it is that Cuban sandwich.
Yep.
So they're kind of making up the difference a little bit, you know, there by doing that.
And if you do the Instagram thing and you want to go check us out at Eat It and Like It, the picture is a couple of posts ago, but the front page photo is me and two naked women.
Way to go, Blanco.
It was Fantasy Fest. And I will, for anyone, I'm warning you in advance, I did not realize they were naked topless. I didn't realize they were completely topless because they were body painted until the next day. I asked them, two beautiful women, I asked them, hey, can I take a picture? My wife took the picture, before anyone gets squirrely about this whole thing. My wife took the picture of me with these two beautiful women. And so, okay, whatever. This was Friday, two Fridays ago. And okay, whatever. The next day, back in Miami, I'm scrolling through my photos in my phone, and I look and I go, those women are naked. And I zoom in on the picture, and I'm like, they were still beautiful women, but they were body painted, and it's beautiful artwork that they do down there for Fantasy Fest. So
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I noticed it right away.
I knew
they were body painted.
I did not. I was stupid. I was not only not paying attention, but it was also Key West Fantasy Fest. I can state for the record that I was a few cocktails into the situation. So I, you know, it was what it was. That's what you do when in Rome. You have fun. Although I will wrap up our visit here and the talk about Key West by saying the 95% of the people who are naked and or topless at Fantasy Fest have no business being naked and or topless at Fantasy Fest.
At least those ladies could say,
oh,
it was
yeah,
okay.
those woof. Yeah, there were a few, but most of them, you know, I get it, and free to be you and me and knock yourself out, and I will never judge, but I could go, oof. Yeah, most of the people who were exhibitioning should not have been, but that's life. Enjoy.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's life.
More power to you. All right, let's get out of here. Tell us where we can find you if we want to buy somewhere in between all these places you ate the last 2 weeks.
I can be found at margaretcrenshaw.com. I'm a member of the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty.
margaretcrenshaw.com.
That's right.
Very good. What is it that they call the French term for a little place to hang your hat? A petit four?
Sure. I'm not sure.
You know the
term. I have to ask my brother. My brother is the French expert.
You'll know the term. I don't know. Anyway, all right, we're going to get out of here. You're going to head straight to the gym after you make your cauliflower, right?
Yes, exactly.
My goodness. Woof. All right. I might be your way in the next week or so. I'll let you know, and we'll go eat it and like it.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.